Good morning. Will you state your full name and agency number for the record, please?
Yes, it's Francis Gonzalez, 203-693.
Thank you. You're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency this morning in reference to your community supervision application. I'm going to use the board members that will conduct a hearing at this time. Today we have a three-member board. We have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chairman. We have the Honorable Bill Rittenhouse, and my name is David Neal, and I'll be your hearing reading. Also in the room today, we have the Honorable Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections, and he'll also represent the court office today. So prior to this hearing, you received a notification form advising of the board hearing. You remember that form?
Yes.
Okay, on that form, you were notified you'd like to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Will you hire an attorney, or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself.
Thank you. Again, this will be Mr. Turner in at this time, so do you sign this way to tell the truth, the whole truth, or nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you say it from?
I do also. I need to make an amendment to the warrant.
Okay.
At the top of page one, for the date of offense, it shows 8-9-2015.
Right.
That is typographical error. It should be 8-9-2005.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Gonzalez, did you hear that?
Yes.
Okay. So, with hearing will be conducted in two phases today. Phase one, we determine whether the terms and conditions of your supervision have been violated. And if they've been violated, in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So, phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the two allegations that are on your warrant. Now, to each one, I'm going to ask you if they're true or false. So, allegation number one is a violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to report to Behavioral System Southwest 6420 South Park Avenue in Tucson, Arizona, on or about May 11, 2018. Your whereabouts are unknown unless you're an absconder from supervision. Is that true or false, ma'am?
That is true.
All right. Allegation number two is a violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 7, as demonstrated by the use of methamphetamine on or about April 11, 2018, for the task OCMS lab report dated to April 25, 2018. Is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay, so based on your admission to this, Ms. Gonzalez, I'm going to be defined as supervision. As she violated the term condition of her supervision, and that she may have lost her doctor labs in the criminal range or company.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse, moved by Dr. Wright. Okay, now we're going to move into phase two at a moment, but before we do, Mr. Turner is going to give us some background information. So stay on the phone there, and I'll get right back with you.
Okay.
Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Gonzalez was released from ADC custody on 6-26-2017 and arrested on 2-14-2019 by the Salt River Police Department. No new charges are noted. She was returned back to ADC custody on 2-14-2019 with an adjusted CCD of 11-25-2018 with 279 abscondes. Current convictions: 2005, commitment B, count 2, forgery, 2 years, 6 months. 2005, commitment B, count 3, forgery, 2 years, 6 months. 2008, commitment C, count 1, theft, means of transportation, 6 years, 6 months. 2008, commitment D, count 1, misconduct involving weapons, 2 years, 6 months. 2009, armed robbery, 8 years. 2005, commitment F, count 2, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 2005, commitment G, count 2, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. Prior conviction, 2005, forgery, 2 years, 6 months. This is her second term in ADC with a CUIR score of 4.3. Mental health score of 2. Substance abuse score of 3. There's no STD information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2007, TIS release, absconded for 103 days, arrested, revoked by DOEC. Disciplinary is significant with violence, promoting prison contraband, and drugs noted. Other arrest, 1994, aggravated assault of a peace officer, Arizona, juvenile probation. 1995, narcotic drug violation, Arizona, juvenile probation. She has a GV score of G2, V2.
Mr. Turner, before we continue, when you gave the sentence in date, you said November 25th of 2018. Is it a real?
It's
August 31st of 2019.
Give me just a second. That may be a typographical error.
Because she would already be out if that were the case.
Okay, I am showing that it should be 5-3 of 19. That is correct.
5-3 of 19?
5-3 of 19.
We have 8-31
of 19. And that's going to be with the abscond days. So we don't have that notated here.
Okay.
Right.
So that's August 31st.
Oh, hang on. I'm not even on the right person. I apologize.
Okay. I calculated absconding based on the list of date on the warrant and then what they gave us in the crap of the warrant. It came out on the 279.
8-31-19 would be the correct date. I apologize.
Okay. I just wanted to get that on straight out on the record.
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you very much. Okay, Ms. Gonzalez, we're going to go through a summary of your case supervision.
Okay.
So you were originally approved to stay with your friend Nolan Capel in
Stafford, Arizona.
Yeah, I guess this is Arizona. So on Stafford Avenue. All right, so did you stay there the whole time or did you go somewhere else when you abscanded?
So this is what happened. I want to say that Perryville was the best thing that ever happened to me. I do have a significant criminal history. I understand that. When I got here, I didn't know how to read. I didn't know how to write. I didn't know how to do anything. And I went to school. I got my education. I used everything that I learned this time when I got out. I started my own business. I was working 2 jobs. And yes, I was at the residence at the time. And when it states that FNJ Apache Beads was where I was working, I went to Rio Salado College here, and I learned how to build a website. That FNJ Apache Beads is me and my father's business, which I built. And at the time, my father was sick. He had cancer. I was living in Stafford, Arizona with Nolan. I went to every parole hearing or parole visit, to go see my parole officer. I was the first one there. I had my fines paid. I had my receipt, everything. My dad needed me. I had to drive 3 hours every day off to go take care of my father. He was a very stubborn man. He didn't want hospice or nothing. So that's what I was doing. And I called my parole officer to get permission to go out of, Stafford. And I did this for a long time. I know what I did wrong. I relapsed. I take full responsibility for that. Like it says in my parole report, I was doing NAAA support group, working 2 jobs, and taking care of my father. As my father got worse, I had to be there with my dad. So I had to quit 1 job and just focus on our business. And driving back and forth, as he got worse, I had to stay with him more. All of my other siblings are in custody, so I was the only one there to take care of him. And my parole officer knew this. I still would drive from Mesa to my visits. Go to NA, I was at the VA hospital, I would go to the support group there at the VA while my dad was in the hospital, and I messed up. I relapsed. There's no excuse. I had a lot on my plate. It was just too much. That's the one thing I did wrong is I got out running instead of taking the time for myself to be like, look, baby steps, you were in prison a long time. And I didn't commit any new crime, which is, you see my criminal history, it's extensive. So that's a big, huge feat for me,
Okay, ma'am? Ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's convince this. You were...
Okay.
All right, so you were taking your daughter had cancer, and you're trying to take care of him, plus do everything else,
yes.
Correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay, and you did relapse, and
I used some methamphetamines.
Did you ever get your medical marijuana card?
No.
Okay. The abstain time, you were supposed to go to DSS in Tucson, and you didn't go.
I didn't go.
Okay, but
ma'am,
excuse me.
Yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead. Yeah.
All right, so you didn't go, but
no.
You abstained for almost 9 months, or in fact, a little over 9 months. Now, during that time, why don't you try to connect to your PO and see if you can work something out if you're under that much pressure?
I did go down to the Mesa parole office. I talked to one of the counselors that did work here in Perryville, which I knew, and she tried to help me find an outpatient treatment facility, because at the time I was the only one taking care of my father, and inpatient wasn't going to work. You know, the situation.
Okay, but 9 months, all right?
Right.
When did you try to work out some outpatient stuff? Because, 9 months is a long time, and I'm sure if Mr. Trimmer checks, there's not going to be a whole lot of contact from you with your PO during that time in the crime room. So,
right.
So, why did you just cut it off? I mean, didn't you think that you'd go back to jail?
I thought, my dad was sick.
Okay, you said that. Your dad was sick. Didn't you ever consider the fact that if you didn't talk to your PO and work something out, you'd go back to jail?
Yeah.
It wouldn't be good for your climate? How is your dad doing right now?
My dad passed away,
My dad died. Ma'am? When did he pass away?
On July
16th. Okay, so you had most of the time you were abstained, you were
with
after he passed away.
Right.
So you didn't have all that extra load. So it seems to me that contacting your peer at that time would have been a good thing to do. So anyway, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time. No questions? Okay, we're nearing the end of your hearing. We're going to give you an opportunity to make a final statement, but if you want to tell us anything else, anything, any new information, that's fine, but please don't repeat all the information we've already gone over.
All right.
So, is there anything else you'd like to tell us?
Like I said, my father passed away on July 16th. And I could not find either one of my sisters. I didn't know that they were in custody at the time. And I had to wait 2 months and 3 days to have my dad's service, because I was looking all over for my sisters. Finally, they showed up in the system. And I mean, anything I say, it could be an excuse. It's not likely. I can tell that you guys are probably not going to let me go. I could have waived this hearing because I've done this time in prison. It's really nothing. I don't have to think about nothing. I don't have to get 3 meals, and it's, you know what I mean? But I can tell you this, that I know what I did wrong, and I know what not to do, and I should have ran to a support group instead of relapsing. And I could have messed up real bad and went, got arrested and not have been there holding my father's hand when he died. So I understand the magnitude of what I did. And I mean, I don't know what else to say. I know that I'm better out there, more productive out there, using all the tools that I learned here in Perryville and continuing to run my business and make a life for myself.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. The board will be having a discussion to make a determination. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. We won't be addressing you. We'll ask you to stand silent, just to remain silent, and I'll be back with you once we've made the decision, okay?
Okay.
All right, there is now discussion. Well, it's an unfortunate situation with this kind of violence, and it's, it is very unfortunate if I have cancer and all that, but she's to be commended for getting an education and doing all that stuff. I mean, she was incarcerated, but she even stayed when she got out. She hit the road running, and that's not the way to do it when you've been incarcerated for a long period of time. With 9 months of scandal time, I don't see her as a good candidate for return to community supervision at this time, but I'm going to listen to discussion from my fellow board members. All right. So, more discussion. Okay. Based on all of the information number 2018W1484, this kind of violence is testimony and information from Department of Corrections. I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Ms. Gonzalez. I should have delayed one. Violating term conditions of supervision and that lapse or about to lapse in a criminal ways or company, including relapse to use of methamphetamine and scamming for a long period of time, or we did not know what she might be doing. And that is the motion.
A second.
Well, we will do it. Both by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse, and we by Dr. Wright. All right, ma'am. The board has voted to revoke the community supervision at this time. I would like to commend you for your education and things you did learn in Fayetteville. You've got to August 31st, 2019, which is really not that much further away. You would have been done in November if you wouldn't have absconded. So, but anyway, we wish you the best of luck, and I hope you can make a go of that business of yours. That's the country needs entrepreneurs. But in the next few months, make yourself a good plan so that when you get out and you don't have the Department of Corrections to answer to, that you can get your life in order and be a success after, okay?
Oh, darn it, I forgot to tell you about this thing. Okay.
All right, thank you very much, ma'am.
All right.
This is Ranger Hearn.